Well, hello there, everybody. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, we talked about life's minor inconveniences.
Yeah.
Those tiny little things that happen all day, every day, that just annoy you. They don't really matter, but they annoy you. Just minor inconveniences.
Like when cups stick together.
Like when what?
Cups. You know, sometimes cups.
Oh,
you get a new sleeve of cups, and sometimes you want one, and then you get three.
Yeah, that's always a pain in the butt.
I don't like when cups stick together.
Somebody did a survey here, and they listed the most annoying minor conveniences. Not going to go through all of them, but number one's a spotty internet connection. Totally agree.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Calls from unknown numbers and telemarketers. Hate it.
Me too. And how they get your number in Pakistan.
Man, how do they? It's like they have a random number generator or something.
I do. You know, you don't hear a call from nobody, and then all out of the blue, some guy from the other side of the world wants to call you and tell you that whatever your warranty on your car or something.
Forgetting passwords comes in at number three, Tony. That's yours.
Yep.
Let's see here.
I think you can remember in them.
This one here is absolutely, and this makes the top 10, having a hard time finding the end on a roll of tape.
Yes.
And I'm going to add to that. It's not on the list, but it's one of my personal minor inconveniences that I absolutely hate.
What?
When you put on a new roll of toilet paper and that first sheet is glued too much, sometimes they get it just right, but sometimes there's too much glue and you can't get it. You can't get it. You've got to go three layers deep, and then you've wasted a bunch of toilet paper. It's awful.
Yes, I'll agree with you.
And then you're sitting there. You can't do anything about it.
Or the last square on a cardboard roll, and that's all you've got to use and to go with.
Right. That's a major inconvenience at that point.
You've got to use the shower curtain then. You have to. I'm sorry.
Other than monster trucks, Tony doesn't follow many sports, but we think we found him a new one.
Yay.
Dude, I know you're not into sports because you really haven't found the sport that you can really latch on to, but...
I'm not a good sporter guy.
In India, and now it's just getting started, but you could get it on the ground floor of this, Tony. You could be a big fan, I'm sure.
All right, a new sport?
Yeah, in India, in the state of Gujarat, they're going to hold a flatulence contest. It's called What the Fart.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're going to hold it on September the 22nd, so you don't have time to get there.
Oh, darn it.
Sorry, man. Maybe next year. What? Or maybe they'll do an American version here soon.
I hope so. A flatulence contest.
The contest will be a test to see whose toots are the loudest, longest, and most musical. Now, here's the deal. You think, no one's going to do this. They've already had 40 people sign up for it.
That's not for a team if they make this a sport.
Now, then they're coming from everywhere, all over India. And it cost 100 rupees to enter, and I don't know what that translates to in American, but I'm sure, But imagine, let's just call it $100 just for fun, okay? So 40 people's paid $100 to get into the tooting contest.
No, I say go on, make this a sport, and I want to change my name to Putin Manning.
Winners will only take home they'll take home trophies and also part of the entry fee. That's going to go to a cash prize, so they'll be winning some money. That's called gas money.
Jason. Gas money.
Officer Smith Wesson was here.
He's cracking down.
Hello, I'm Master Captain Gunnery Special Forces Sergeant SWAT Team Leader and Navy SEAL Black Belt Balloon Animal Artist Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on U-Scan checkout plastic bag theft. Because something's free doesn't mean it's free. Half of you don't even use them. And then you just throw them out the window.
Unused plastic bags add up to 7/300 of the landfill problem. They take longer to decompose, which affects ant breeding and adds to global pollution. Y'all are why Alaska's thawing out and Florida people are crazy.
bet you didn't know ant breeding was so important, because all you think about is you.
Plastic bag theft and unused plastic bags are like a disease, and they'll be why in 2072 the world will be out of ice cream.
Plastic bag thieves and plastic bag litter bugs, listen up. I love the earth and butterflies and clean dirt for ants to breed in. I love breeding ants. And I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Passel Pif 2. People against stealing and littering plastic bags from the U-Scan.
We saved up some bad jokes for you. Golly, they're terrible.
It's corny.
So here's today's Picking and Grinning. Well,
hello there. I'm Picking.
And I am a grinning.
Tony, this goes out to whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office. Yeah. I will find you.
Uh-huh.
You have my word.
Well, to whoever stole my antidepressants today, I hope you're happy.
Tony, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said, urinate on a skeleton.
Huh?
I still don't get why she wants me to urinate on a skeleton.
Jason, did you hear about the Shetland pony that went to the doctor with a cold?
No.
Yeah, the doctor said he was a little horse, too.
Very inappropriate word of the day.
What do you mean?
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Croaky pokey. Croaky pokey is when someone goes to a funeral, walks up to the person in the casket and puts their left hand in, they take their left hand out. They put their left hand in. Croaky pokey.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This right here is the best country lyric never written.
Try to sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She got tired of his mistress and his secret phone calls. So one night he was sleeping and she cut off his...
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. I'm pretty sure this is not what the average college kid would do in this situation. And I'm pretty sure most full-fledged adults wouldn't be this generous either.
What happened?
On ESPN's College Game Day, it was in Ames, Iowa this past weekend. As always, there were a lot of fans there in the background holding up homemade signs. It's a tradition.
Right.
One of them was a student named Carson King, and he had a sign that said, Bush Light Supply Needs Replenished. Then it listed his information so people could Venmo him. And it worked. So people were sending him money. And within minutes, he had hundreds of dollars in his account.
Wow.
But by Monday, it was up to over $5,000.
Golly.
which could buy him a whole lot of Bush Light.
Yeah, he could.
But listen what he did. Instead of keeping the money, he's donating the money. He called a radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, and said he's buying one case of beer. But the rest of the money is going to go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
What a student.
And he's keeping his makeshift fundraiser going the rest of the month. If you want to help out, you can Venmo him at Carson-King-25.
dang, this young man, he handed over $5,000 in drinking.
Minus a case of Busch Light, so $4,998 and whatever.
But a case of beer, and they turned around and handed that much off to charity.
And it's going to keep it going, too, which is pretty neat. I mean, that's a really cool
deal.
That's
outstanding.
Carson King, you probably didn't mean to be, but you are real good. All right, well, that does it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.